Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A man has been taken to hospital following an altercation in Perth around 4:30 this morning. It's believed the man in his 30s was glassed on the head by another man on James Street in Northbridge. Thankfully, he only received minor injuries. Two other men were involved in the fight and fled the scene. Police are investigating. Aussie mining magnate Andrew Forrest is fuming after prosecutors ditched criminal charges against Facebook. The billionaire has accused the platform's parent company Meta of letting crypto scam ads featuring his image run wild. Twiggy says the legal system failed to hold Facebook accountable for harming Australians. A leg up for West Aussie winemakers. The state government has announced a cash splash to help promote our wine in Beijing 2 weeks after China lifted its trade restrictions. Premier Roger Cook says they're injecting another $500,000.
To assist winemakers re-establish their supply chains, their market connections, to really continue to leverage the great opportunities we have in China.
The opposition leader is facing backlash for comparing the Port Arthur massacre response to a pro-Palestine protest. Peter Dutton's defended his stance on Nine, adding we need stronger leadership in addressing anti-Semitism.
John Howard stood up for our country at a time when we needed moral clarity. He did that and he changed the course of history with the gun laws. That's the parallel that I'm making to the absolute absence of leadership from the Prime Minister at the moment, which has given rise to those in the Jewish community talking about feeling unsafe in our country.
In sport, Major League Cricket in the US has secured another Aussie signature, with Steve Smith joining Washington Freedom for the second season of the T20 tournament. The club is coached by Ricky Ponting. Smith says he's super excited.
I can't wait to meet all of my new teammates and play in front of some incredible crowds in America. I'm also really looking forward to working with Ricky Ponting again.
And Wallabies hooker Brandon Painga-Amosa is joining the Western Force. He's got 14 caps with the national side and heads to Perth after 3 seasons in France.